are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking. We're certainly thankful you're a part of our congregation, and we invite you to stay with us, trusting the Lord will make our service a real blessing to you today. We're opening our service with the selection, Where Could I Go But to the Lord?
Living below in this old sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford. Striving alone to face temptation's sword, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go, oh, where could I go, seeking a refuge for my soul, needing a friend to help me in the end? Where could I go but to the Lord? Neighbors are kind, I love them everyone. We get along in sweet accord. But when my soul needs manna from above, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go, oh, where could I go, seeking a refuge for my soul, needing a friend to help me in the end? Where could I go but to the Lord? Life here is grand, with friends I love so dear. Comfort I get from God's own word. Yet when I face the chilling hand of death, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go, oh, where could I go, seeking a refuge for my soul, needing a friend to help me in the end? Where could I go but to the Lord?
Our Father, we are truly thankful that we have the privilege of coming to you, for you have told us to cast all of our care upon you, for you care for us. We are thankful for your love, not only for a few, but I know you love everyone, and we're asking you to bless our precious congregation today. We're trusting that our service will be blessed of the Lord, used of thee to help precious souls, encourage hearts, be able to glorify you in all that is done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We continue now with the selection, Are You Faithful?
Yeah.
Our subject for today's broadcast, steadfastness, and our text of scripture, 1 Corinthians 15:58. And it goes like this, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, forasmuch as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." Now, the word steadfastness means, in part at least, firm, fixed, or established, constant, not changing, or fickle. And that word fickle means changeable or unstable in affection, in interest. Now, first of all, we notice from our text the command to be steadfast. And Paul, in his writings to the man, his co-laborer Titus, said that all holding fast the faithful word as he hath been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. So all of God's ministers are supposed to be steadfast, firm, established. Ministers are to encourage the people of God to be steadfast. Not just the ministers, but all of God's children need to be steadfast. After Paul and Barnabas had established a number of congregations, they returned to three of them, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. So we read in Acts chapter 14 and verse 22. Paul wrote to the church of God at Ephesus, explaining why Christ gave the church gifts, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. So we read in Ephesians chapter 4 and verses 14 and 15. We are to be steadfast in keeping the faith, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. So we read in Colossians chapter 2 and verses 6 and 7. We are to be steadfast in resisting the devil. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. So we read in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8 and 9. Now the devil walketh about as a roaring lion, but there are times when, according to Paul, he would appear as an angel of light to deceive the very elect. So we cannot believe everything that people say, even in the religious world. We need to be steadfast in the truth and resist the devil steadfast in the faith. Now we are to be steadfast in the work of the Lord. Our text tells us that we are to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And the work of the Lord I would say, is the most important work that you'll find in the world today. There are a lot of important things, a lot of responsibilities that are important and are beneficial, but the most important thing in this world is God's work, because God's work involves eternity-bound souls, and our soul is the most valuable thing that we have. What would it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his own soul? And our soul is so valuable that Jesus Christ came into this world, suffered, bled, and died on the cross, and rose again the third day to make it possible for our souls to be saved from a life of sin, and that we have life eternal. This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Now we are also to be steadfast in holding fast our Christian confidence and profession. But Christ, as a son over his own house, whose house are we? If we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. So we read in Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 6. And beloved, God's house is his church. But Christ as a son over his own house. Christ is the head of the church, and the government is on his shoulders. And we are to be steadfast and hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. Again, that's Hebrews 3:6. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. And that's verse 14 of Hebrews chapter 3. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. So we read in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 23. Yes, God is faithful. He stands back of every one of his promises, and every one of his promises are true. And I would say they also have conditions. If we want to take advantage of God's promises, if we want to have God's promises working in our behalf, then we need to have faith. For he is faithful who has promised, and he stands back of his promises. Steadfastness is very important. Yes, steadfastness is very important. James said, he that wavereth is like the wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Let not that man think that he shall receive anything from the Lord. Some run well for a while, then they fall by the wayside. You did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? So Paul wrote to the Galatian brethren in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 7. And we read of a man by the name of Demas, who was a faithful worker with Paul for a while. But then we read in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 10 about Demas. Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica. So Demas was faithful for a while, but he did not continue being steadfast and being faithful. He forsook Paul, and in forsaking Paul, he also forsook the truth. He could not forsake the truth without forsaking the Lord. Now Paul exhorts the elders at Ephesus to be steadfast. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. Acts chapter 20 and verse 28. The ministry are to feed the church of God on the word of God. And it takes a living of the word of God to be steadfast. That's what the word of God is given to us for, that we are to live by it. If man shall not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. The psalmist said, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. And James said, be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only. So it is us imbibing the word of God, hiding it in our heart, that enables us to be steadfast in our service to the Lord. Paul also told the brethren, therefore I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. And that's verse 29 and 30 of Acts 20. And it came to pass, just as Paul prophesied that it would. For Paul also informed Timothy, now the Spirit speaketh expressly, that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. That's 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verses 1 through 4. So there are those who are living for the Lord, and then they become careless and indifferent in regard to their soul's welfare, and they depart from the truth. And it wasn't just Paul that said this. Notice this first part of this scripture that I just read. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly. That's talking about the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth. And it is the Spirit of truth that said, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Now, Paul here is talking about people going on with a religious profession. They don't say that they have backslid. They don't say that they've given up the Lord. They turn away from the truth and begin to teach things that are not truth. Paul calls them doctrines of devils. And he said some of them speak lies in hypocrisy. In other words, they speak lies knowing that they are speaking lies, but they go ahead and speak them just the same. They're not true to themselves, and they're not true to God, and they certainly are not being steadfast. Now, Jude encourages us to be steadfast. He just uses different words, but he's still encouraging us to be steadfast. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. And that's the third verse of the little book of Jude. There are latter-day people who claim that they have revelations from God, and they claim to have discovered new faiths and all. But Jude said, the faith which was once delivered unto the Lord. So don't be looking for some new faith, some newfangled idea. Stand firm and steadfast for the precious word of God that we have in what we call our Bibles. And why did Jude see it was necessary to exhort them to earnestly contend for the faith? For there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's verse 4 of Jude. And he says here, there are men that are crept in unaware. So you can't believe everything that everybody says. We read in the scriptures how when Paul went to a certain place in the book of Acts, we read, and he preached to them the gospel, and it says they went home. Those there at Berea heard him preaching the word, and they went home and they examined the scriptures to see whether the things that Paul was preaching was the truth or not. And I would challenge even my congregation today that you read the Word of God, listen to the preaching of the Word, and then examine and see whether it be the truth or not. For Jesus said, if you be my disciples, then shall you know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Error will bind you, will blind you, but truth will set you free. And if you want to be free, and he's not talking about being free to do as we please, but free from sin, free from the love of the world, free from error, and knowing the truth. If you then would be my disciples, continue ye in my word, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And we read in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 17, ye therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things before, beware lest you also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. So be aware of error, be aware of false prophets, and be steadfast and firm for the truth, for the truth will stand forever. Our Father, we do thank you for the privilege of presenting the truth of the gospel to this precious people today. We trust the Holy Spirit will accompany what has been said and will be a blessing to each and to every one. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you. And we do trust it has been a blessing to your soul. And if so, why not write and let us know? Our postal address is the Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's the Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. And our email address is truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net, our email. And our fax number, 301-739-7173. Our fax number, 301-739-7173. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. www.wayoftruth.org. On our webpage, you can read our monthly magazine. We have an archive there of a number of years of our magazines, and you can download them and read them. And we also have an archive of our broadcasts, www.wayoftruth.org. Also, we invite you to be with us in our services as they are broadcast live over the internet. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11. Our Sunday evening service begins at 6, and our midweek service begins at 7. And our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin Craig. We thank you for being a part of our congregation today, and we'd like to invite you to tune in this station next week at the same time when, again, the Lord willing, we'll be bringing you another Way of Truth broadcast. Until then, may the Lord's blessings rest and abide upon each and every one of you.